This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Coronavirus has turned life upside down in Wisconsin, but the state still has an April 7th election coming up with a presidential primary, state Supreme Court race, and hundreds of local races. For many people, those things aren't in the front of their minds right now. Rob Mentzer has more.
This is an emotionally intense time, so we asked people, how are you holding up?
I'm scared. I am concerned.
Melissa Markgraf lives in Langlade County. At a park in Green Bay, Bobby Joe Scholes didn't feel the same.
I don't know. There's not that much of a fear.
At a truck stop in Sparta, Josh Brown, Orlando Thomas, and Ann Sprain shared their feelings.
I'm a truck driver, so I deal with a lot of flu bugs, so it don't bother me none.
I guess I'm coping good. I mean, it's like an epidemic.
I am a little bit nervous, you know, concerned about health.
And in Wausau, Francis Slazak summed up the way a lot of people feel.
It's been a real roller coaster.
No one is feeling only one thing right now. It's a lot of different things all at once. Most people weren't really in the mood to talk about politics, but we know that the effects of all this on Wisconsin's economy, on 2020 elections, on people's lives, are going to be massive. Last week, the owners of the Wausau area restaurant where Slazak worked as a server called everyone in and told them they were laid off and they weren't sure when they'd reopen.
The meeting was very somber. There was fear. There was people not knowing what to do.
Slazak has a six-month-old baby at home, and she's one semester away from finishing her degree in elementary education. Her partner is a respiratory therapist. She says they'll be okay financially, but she's still reeling.
My education is on hold and my job is on hold. My life is a little bit on hold.
Markgraf and her husband own the Shady Brook Campground in Elko. They feel certain that they won't be able to open on April 15th like they usually do. But after that, they don't know.
I was talking to my husband about it just yesterday and he said, Melissa, this is one we don't have to worry about for 30 days. And I said, okay.
She has a 5 and an 8-year-old at home. She's working from home for a food distributor and doing her best to provide stability. But it's hard.
Well, my anxiety, I wake up with my heart in my throat. And when I wake up and when the kids go to bed are the two most terrifying moments for me because it's quiet.
We also asked people around the state what they thought about the government's response to the crisis. The way people view what the government is doing right now could shape the way they vote in the future. Here's what Slazak, Brown, and Thomas had to say.
I think the government response on this crisis has been a little bit confusing.
They've made it political, which is not something any of them should be doing.
I think that they should have did this a while ago, like way before it got too serious.
And these were the views of Chris McDonough of Sun Prairie, Sandy Brewer of Madison, and Jerry Leese of Sparta.
Well, I think on the national level, it's a complete disgrace.
I think we're too slow. Too slow.
He's doing a pretty good job. He likes to talk. He gets a little ahead of himself. He ought to let the experts talk a little more.
The coronavirus has led to a surge in requests for absentee ballots for April elections. Democrats have called for extending the availability of absentee voting. The mayor of Green Bay said Wisconsin should switch to vote by mail for all elections. But all of that would take an act of the legislature, which has postponed its session. Brewer was a cashier at Target, and she works at the Hy-Vee grocery store in Madison. She's taken a leave of absence from both jobs. She says she's going to hibernate.
I'm 73 years old, and I have asthma. And if the coronavirus hits me, I'm at a very, very high risk of not making it.
Brewer is a political independent. She says she'll vote absentee on April 7th, and that she'll definitely vote in November, but she hasn't decided for whom. She says the U.S. government's response to coronavirus was too slow, and like all of us, she wonders what life will be like on the other side of all this. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.